This is Akashvani, the news red boy on Mold Solomon Sunny. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the union budget focuses on the agriculture, the rural prosperity, the urban development, and continues to lay the emphasis on the reforms. Addressing the media in the New Delhi, the finance minister said that the budget says several things about India's path towards the Viksit Bharat. The finance minister added that the 6 specified reforms have been identified in which the government will continue its reform agenda. Ms. Sitharaman has said that the interest of the health and the education have been prioritized in this budget. The finance minister highlighted that the responding of the voice of the people, the income tax simplification announced last July, is actually already completed on its works. She said that the new income tax bill is in the regard and will be introduced in the parliament next week. Ms. Sitharaman said that 1 crore more people would benefit due to the increased tax exemption limit of 7 lakh to 12 lakh rupees. The Information and the Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vishnoi has said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap of the Viksit Bharat. Taking to this media, Mr. Vishnoi has said that the growth, inclusion and the innovation of the core, from the farmers to the fintech, MSMEs to AI. On the budget allocation of the electronics and IIT, the minister said that the announcement regarding the components is a major announcement. Mr. Vishnoi also holds the charge of the railway ministry, said that the capital expenditure for the railways is huge, with a gross budgetary support of over 2.52 lakh crores. The finance minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the first full-fledged budget in the third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in the Lok Sabha, the finance minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to the 12 lakh rupees income. The finance minister also said that adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for the satellite class and the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced the new income tax slabs. It's the new regime of the taxation. The limit of the tax deduction on the interest of the senior citizens has been doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. The industry leaders have welcomed the budget, appreciating the steps taken by to boost the consumption. The chairman of the Confederation of the Indian Industry CII Task Force of the Insolvency of the Bankruptcy of the Shardul Shroff said that the biggest benefit in this particular budget is the exclusion of the middle class from the personal taxation almost completely. Meanwhile, the several opposition leaders have criticized this government, saying that the budget will nothing for the middle class and the youth of the country. At the Mahakumbh Mela yesterday, a special 118-member foreign delegation, including the diplomats and the heads of the mission from the 77 countries, took a scared dip in the Triveni Sangam of the Uttar Pradesh Prayagraj along with the spouses and expressed their happiness on this auspicious occasion. The ambassadors of the various countries and the families appreciated the Indian culture and the spirituality and hailed the arrangements made at the huge spiritual and the religious event. 8 AAP MLAs joined BJP in the presence of the Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdev, and they resigned from AAP on Friday. All the 8 MLAs were denied the tickets by the AAP for the Delhi Assembly election this time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.